You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
Palo Alto Networks has the broadest, most comprehensive cybersecurity for private cloud, public cloud, and SaaS environments because secure clouds are happy clouds. Protect yours today at go.paloaltonetworks.com/secureclouds.
While you were offline, an age-old enigma solved. Garfield is a boy, we think, by Graham McMillan. It's been such a crazy week in the real world. Oscar flubs, presidential addresses, Nicole Kidman's clapping, that keeping up with the virtual one has been a real pain. But that's why you come here, isn't it? To catch up on what you've missed. Here's everything that went down online while you were AFK. The Great Garfield Conspiracy. What happened? We know that Garfield loves lasagna. We know that Garfield doesn't like Mondays. We even know that Garfield can't stand Nermal. But you know what we didn't know for sure until this week? Garfield's gender. Where it blew up. Twitter, media reports. What really happened? Citing an article from 2014, one brave man started something he didn't expect when he discovered that Garfield's creator, Jim Davis, once said that the cartoon cat was purposefully non-gendered. Dealing with eating and sleeping, being a cat, Garfield is very universal. By virtue of being a cat, really, he's not really male or female or any particular race or nationality, young or old. What to do with this newfound knowledge? Why, share it with the world, of course. Virgil Texas tweeted, "Fact, Garfield has no gender. This is canon." I have updated the Garfield Wikipedia entry to reflect this fact. That didn't sit well with everyone, however, as this tweet from 2 days later demonstrates. Garfield Wikipedia page has become embroiled in controversy over gender. Put on your flame retardant suits, folks. Yes, that's right. There was a Wikipedia edit war over the gender of a cartoon cat that, let's be honest, you probably had never ever thought of as gendered anyway. How weird did it get? Let's check back in with Virgil. Somebody added 19 citations of Garfield's gender on the Garfield Wikipedia talk page. Sheesh, no wonder this spilled over into the news. Indeed, the mainstream coverage of the story kicked everything to a new level on social media. Here's just a small sample of the tweets. When journalism was good. Another gender is a matter of identity, not biological sex. It is important to point out that Garfield does not have genitalia. Garfield is male, but gender is over. The ultimate verdict? Garfield is a male cat, but, you know, a cartoon male cat, so who really cares that much? Actually, we take that back. Apparently, a lot of people care that much. The takeaway? Now that everyone knows his gender, it's time to move on to a bigger Garfield mystery. Ultimate Oddball tweeted, "Everyone's debating Garfield's gender, but no one is asking what kind of cat can survive 38 years of eating lasagna all the time." Much ado about upholstery. What happened? someone put their feet on the White House furniture, where it blew up, Twitter media reports. What really happened? Last week, President Donald Trump met with some leaders of the historically black colleges and universities. That wasn't what got the internet's attention, though. Instead, it was a photo of Kellyanne Conway on the couch on her knees. Conway's pose got a lot of people upset, it seemed, for a number of reasons. Kellyanne Conway trying to get hit with a wooden spoon if she did this in my mother's house. I'm going to be charitable and assume she lost her legs. Otherwise, no excuse. Kellyanne Conway, stop mocking me. I actually lost my legs in the Bowling Green massacre. Of course, not everyone was offended with similarly diverse reasoning. Amy Lutz tweeted, I'll take shoes on a couch over this any day. The this she was referring to was President Obama with his shoes up in the Oval Office on the desk. Jason Alexander tweeted, gotta say, lots of reasons to call out Kellyanne Conway, but how she sits on a couch, I think that falls under both petty and unfocused. And from Brian Fallon, folks, on a day when 19 JCCs receive bomb threats amid slow normalization of hate, shoes on Oval Office couch are least of our concerns. Couchgate quickly became a story where the reaction was the point. Were you outraged? And if so, what did that say about you? But as with many internet outrages, it ended not too long after it began. Then he suddenly takes off his shirt without explanation. What happened? Someone took a photograph of Alex Jones while he was shirtless, giving a dual thumbs up and eating a plate of meat. Where it blew up? Twitter media reports. What really happened? Maybe you've heard of Alex Jones. He's a far-right radio host, conspiracy theorist, and, infamously, a man who once claimed the story of the Sandy Hook school shooting had more holes in it than Swiss cheese. He's also someone who might have been thanked by President Trump for contributing to his victory, who has boasted about advising Trump before the election, and may, in fact, still be advising him now. So, who is this fascinating figure? German news outlet Der Spiegel tried to find out, and, well, this happened. The photo in question, he's naked from the waist up, thumbs up, eating meat. And his tweet reads, look, if you haven't taken off your shirt to eat a plate of meat, you're not a real man. Now, we know what you're thinking. You're thinking, what? The answer, it turns out, is far stranger than you probably expected. He piles up food onto a plastic plate and then he suddenly takes off his shirt without explanation. With his bare torso, he sits there and shovels meat into his mouth, a caricature of manliness, but also a show of power to the reporter sitting in front of him. He can do as he pleases. To the surprise of no one, the piece went viral. Note to any wonks hoping for lots of media attention over the next 4 years, the gauntlet has been thrown. You want people to talk about you? Get naked and start eating. The takeaway, of course, not everyone was excited by this story getting so much attention. I need you guys to stop tweeting shirtless Alex Jones into my feed, tweeted Geek Girl Diva. The nose knows. What happened? In a rare moment of online kindness, this week's biggest dog meme offered both puppies and affirmation. Where it blew up? Twitter media reports. What really happened? It all started with a tweet from Snick, S-N-C-K, a photo of a dog, and it says, zoom in on the dog nose. For those who can't quite make out what's going on in the image I just described, it's pretty simple. You zoom in on the dog's nose, where there's text telling you to check out the bottom left of the image. There's more text suggesting you look at the top right of the image, which contains the text, you are beautiful. It was one of a number of similar images that appeared on social media this week. Seeing as the internet is often an insulting, argumentative place to spend time, Twitter was thrilled to find something that just delivered joy. Before too long, it became the hot new meme, but like all speedily viral memes, things got weirder the longer they continued. Oh, internet, can't you just let us have cute dogs and happy-making messages? Can't we have anything good? The takeaway? Every dog meme has its day. It's complicated. What happened? President Trump realized healthcare is far more involved than he originally thought. Where it blew up, Twitter media reports. What really happened? Remember when Trump was promising he would repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act on the very first day of his presidency and boasted that his replacement would cover everybody? Well, now that we're more than a month into his term, you might be wondering why the repeal has not yet come to pass. This week, Trump offered a quasi-explanation. Now, I have to tell you, it's an unbelievably complex subject. Nobody knew that health care could be so complicated. Statutorily and for budget purposes, as you know, we have to do health care before we do the tax cut. The tax cut is going to be major, it's going to be simple, and the whole tax plan is wonderful, but I can't do it until we do health care. Because we have to know what the health care is going to cost, and statutorily, that's the way it is. So for those people who say, oh gee, I wish we could do the tax first, it just doesn't work that way. I'd like to do that first. It's actually, well, tax cutting has never been that easy, but it's a tiny little ant compared to what we're talking about with Obamacare. Wait, nobody knew health care could be so complicated? Really? Twitter was somewhat skeptical about Trump's read on the situation. It wasn't just social media that zeroed in on the comments either. Trump's words also got the media's attention, and at least one familiar face was unable to stop himself when asked for comment.
I'm wondering when you heard the president today saying, quote, nobody knew that health care could be so complicated. I thought nobody knew health care would be anything but complicated, but apparently the president said nobody knew that it would be so complicated. Were you surprised?
Well, some of us who were sitting on the Health Education Committee, who went to meeting after meeting after meeting, who heard from dozens of people who stayed up night after night trying to figure out this thing. Yeah, we got a clue. When you provide health care in a nation of 320 million people, yeah, it is very, very complicated. And maybe now, maybe the president, some of the Republicans understand you can't go beyond the rhetoric. We're going to repeal the Affordable Care Act. We're going to repeal Obamacare, and everything will be wonderful. A little bit more complicated than that. We remain today, and let's not forget it, the only major country on earth that doesn't guarantee health care to all people. We pay the highest prices by far for prescription drugs. Let's address those issues. Let's get beyond rhetoric.
The takeaway? Well, at least Bernie Sanders got to have some fun.